6 music.
From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
We'll be right back.
not heard that for ages, but it sounded great, didn't it? Blonde redhead and 23. By the way, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I'm pre-recording the show, as always. I'm pre-recording it this week in my house in North Manchester, my little writing room, which is a lovely place. It's a Wednesday morning for me, it's a Sunday evening for most of you. I'm with you for the next 2 hours, telling you what I've been up to and talking, more importantly, about all this lovely music that you and I have chosen between us. I've been in Belgium and Holland with Elbow this week, doing a few gigs, including an hilarious breakfast radio experience. Really quite surreal. I'd had 2 hours sleep and I was interviewed, and we played some songs to this chap in a Dutch radio studio. If you look up 3FM Elbow, you'll probably find this Dutch radio site. Scroll down and find the interview. At one point, he's talking about me being a bird watcher. A bird watcher? There we go, Freudian slip. A bird watcher. And he says, here's a bird called a bearded chitch. That's pretty funny, isn't it? And I said, I can see where this is going. It was that kind of interview. Anyway, if you want to see me half asleep and trying to conduct a radio interview from the other side of the desk, then that's the place to do it. Belgium's a fantastic country. Holland is as well. Belgium now hasn't had a government for a year. Did you know that? From what I can gather, they're doing all right. But yes, whenever we're in Belgium, we get asked an awful lot about the band Deus. This is because I performed on a Deus album a couple of years ago. And over the years, we've become friends with Tom Barmy, which is, you know, great. We were huge fans of the band growing up, we being Elbow. So, yeah, to be sort of associated with your heroes is one of the nicest things about having a little success in music. Anyway, this is the first tune I heard from Deus. It's from an album called In a Bar Under the Sea, and it's called Little Arithmetics. Lads, if you're listening, lots of love.
Stop at 6:35.
Little Arithmetics by Deus from the album In a Bar Under the Sea, which I thoroughly recommend. It's great. So, a few weeks ago I told you that Elbow were looking for new buzz-up tunes. By that I mean the music that we play just before we go on stage to get the adrenaline flowing. I've had lots and lots of recommendations, lots and lots of people emailing in, and I'm going to play a few of them for you this week because they're all great, the ones I've chosen. This one is a recommendation from Natalie Vale Asari, who sent me a lovely long email full of suggestions. This is just one of them. She suggested Wilco, and the song's called I'm a Wheel. And I'll tell you what I think of it after I've played it. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. Will you risk exciting me? Once in Germany, someone said nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll hold back. Oh, don't invite me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Once in Germany, someone said nine. Sister, I'll populate her with knives.
Wilco and I'm a Wheel. That was a buzz-up song for Elbow's suggestion from Natalie Vale Asari. That could totally be the one. I'm going to play all of these to the lads and see which ones they fancy, but yeah, at the right tempo, the right energy. I could see us strutting nervously around the room to that. It's quite amazing, actually. Everybody pacing at once, especially in a small dressing room, kind of resembles chicken behaviour, if you know what I mean. Here's another one straight away. This is from Emma Mills. She says, as per your request for buzz-up songs for you and the Elbow crew, these songs always make me want to roll down the windows in the car and go a little too fast. Emma, don't drive too fast. You won't get me in the car. Hey, you might not know this about me, actually. I'm terrified of dying when I'm in a car. Did you know that? Quite at odds with my otherwise daredevil image, isn't it? But if I'm in a car, I'm frightened of dying at all times. Did you know that? Tour buses, not so bad. I haven't worked that out yet, but yeah, cars, not my favourite. So don't drive too fast, Emma, in Nashville, Tennessee, where you live, or anywhere. But thank you very much for this tune. I absolutely love this record, as regular listeners will know. This is Glasser, and this is Apply.
Thank you.
Glasser and Apply. Thanks to Emma Mills for all your suggestions.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keevey.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 23. He's very passionate.
Why would you want to call yourself Wretch? Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck? Ridiculous. Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Number 7,948. He's a great storyteller.
I used to know a girl called Leanne. That's the end of the story.
Number 734,702. He's multi-talented.
I got your tea, the way you like it. The buzzes aren't running, so I had to bike it.
The Sean Keevney Breakfast Show.
Sound a bit like you, though.
That's what I was going for.
Weekday mornings from 7, BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
This next song is Kate Bush. It's called Army Dreamers, and I found myself singing it around the house the other day, and I was doing it in Kate's voice, as close as I can get to it anyway. I was going, Army Dreamers, like that. That's how she sings it on this one. And Mrs. Badger was like, what the hell are you singing? She'd never heard this tune. So I thought, rather than just simply put it on the stereo at home, why not share it with the nation and beyond? It's got quite a sad lyric to say that it sang so wistfully. See if you can focus on the words for Kate Bush's Army Dreamers.
Of army dreamers, tears
Kate Bush and Army Dreamers, a sad song about a soldier coming home dead, set to a wistful tune and sang in a silly voice. I'm interested by Kate's choices of alternative career for this soldier. All that you can think of is that he could have been a rock star, a politician or a father. There are other jobs. He could have been an ice cream man, a lollipop gentleman. The list is endless. Interesting that they're the only ones I could think of, though. So another suggestion for a buzz-up tune for Elbow, i.e. the music we listen to before we go on stage, has come from Matthew Jolly. He suggests this tune by Avi Buffalo. This is the first song of theirs that I became aware of. I really enjoyed it, played it at the time. It's called What's In It For? And when I was discussing the band the other day, somebody said that half the band have now left. So that leaves half the band, doesn't it? Wasn't the four of them? Strange. Anyway, I'm not sure it's quite up-tempo enough to be buzz-up music for Elbow, but I certainly love this song, and I'm sure all the lads will too. Matthew Jolly, you're a gentleman. Thank you for suggesting it. Have you buffalo and what's in it for? Thank you to Matthew Jolly for the recommendation. Do keep them coming. If you have any witticism or criticism for me, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Send me all sorts. Send me photos, send me artwork, send me little stories that I shall read aloud. In fact, here's a bunch of emails if I randomly flick through. Here's one. Hi, Guy. I was catching up on the Finest Hour with the iPlayer when my son leaned over and asked, "Who's Guy Gravy?" Thank you very much, Ed in Ipswich. Guy Gravy is, of course, one of the many nicknames I had at school, along with Guy Garbage, and, oh, it's endless. Here's an easy request to fulfil. Steve in Bristol, answer your emails. Lots of love from Sheila in Holland. There we go. Here's a couple of questions from Duncan Cordy. He says, "Evening, Guy. I have a couple of queries that bug me each week. What's the music you play in the background for the Beckopedia? Also, I look for the Ray Charles tune on the end of each week's show, Midnight, and I couldn't find it anywhere. Any chance you could tell me where the album is?" All right, well, first of all, Beckopedia's theme tune is the Mysterons theme by the Barry Gray Orchestra. The Mysterons were in Captain Scarlet, weren't they? Or Stingray, I can never remember which. The Mysterons theme by the Barry Gray Orchestra. No, it is, it says here, from Captain Scarlet. No Strings Attached is the name of the best Barry Gray compilation. That's No Strings Attached. Brilliant. And, of course, the Ray Charles tune, Midnight, is from a record of his called Greatest Country and Western Hits, which might have sent you on the wrong trail. It's also on a record called Complete Country and Western Recordings, 59 to 86. I think this is him being hilarious, isn't it? So Greatest Country and Western Hits by Ray Charles is where you'll find that wonderful tune that I play at the end of the show every week. Where are we up to? Ah, yeah, Beth Jean's Orton. This is a free download at the moment if you want to go to her site and rip it for free. It's called Dodecahedron, and I think it's great.
Dodecahedrons, my eyes were bleeding with crimson sight. I tried with all my might to release them, these golden demons, may they take flight. accusation, a sick inflation above your brow. We'll push and pull apart this nation for the salvation to which we bow.
Brilliant, isn't it? And you can have it for free. Go to Beth Jean's Orton's website and you can get Dodecahedron, which was the name of that tune, for free. Remember, it's free. Yeah, you hear that a lot these days, don't you? This next song is great. It's coming out on the 20th of June. It's Timber Tombra, and it's called Creep On Creep In, and I admire its bitter, sardonic wit.
From your chair, my narrative deny. Is your dickless cousin, brother, father, pet, friend, husband, or wife, a lavender scent? A bone orchard of hearts seems to surround you as you stare. Each gift horse straight in the mouth, stare my arrow down. I was invited, I was called out to watch you frolic and dance. Oh, I buried my head in my hands. I buried my heart there in the sand. I was cut, blood, cured, and shorn. I was ferociously put upon until it was clear. Yes, I will. I'll not keep on. I'll just creep on, creep it on. Manifestations to levitate your bed. Chest exposed and a neck, a night tear through, a twin to my arms, and my stomach dropped as you shifted me off to stop the ectoplasm coil like a hovering halo of smoke in our beloved invention. It's conjured each night in your throat. Oh, I buried my head in my hands. I buried my heart there in the sand. I was cut, like cured, and charmed. I was ferociously put upon until it was clear. I should not keep on. I'll just creep on. Yes, I will. I'll not keep on. I'll just creep on, creeping on. Or do I try one more time? No, I'll not keep on. I'll just creep on, creeping on.
Timber Tombra and Creep On Creep In. Great music. And let me remind you with my deep croaky voice on account of having a chest cold, let me remind you that great music don't just take care of itself. Oh no. You need good police. It was a mere 8 months ago that one of the most calculated and barbaric of musical mass murders was perpetrated by former prog rock tub thumper turned 80s bad breakup crooner Phil Collins. What began as a vanity project called Going Back turned into 57 minutes of kamikaze karaoke as he demolished some of the best Motown music ever made by slavishly recreating the backing tracks of each song and then strangling the life out of them with his whiny nasal vocals. From the bizarre combination of bubblegum and butchery that was Jimmy Mac, to the overly dramatic decimation of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, nothing was sacred and no song was left standing. But when he used a combination of sharp brass stabs, vicious drum beats and aggressive helium vocals to beat one of Stevie Wonder's greatest hits into cowering submission, oh, it was murder. Oh, please don't do that, Phil Collins. That was eventually Stevie Wonder and Uptight. Yeah. Phil Collins, is he all right, everyone? Yeah, I saw something about him recently which indicates that he might suffer the black dog. I hope he's okay. That was just a bit of fun, Phil, if you were worried. Okay, so the National, Blood Buzz Ohio. I love this tune, and Peter Rannells got in touch and suggested that it be a good buzz-up tune for Elbow before we go on stage, which is the very loose theme of this week's show. We've already done it, Peter. Great minds thinking alike. And here he is showing off about what tickets he's got for gigs in Toronto. He's going to see the Cave Singers, Jonas Policewoman, Frank Turner, all in April, Johnny Flynn in May, and Gruff Rhys in June. Go on, Pete. He's got tickets for all those gigs. There was a lovely little place in Toronto we played years ago called Lee's Palace. Is that still a gig? I loved that venue. Anyway, cheers, Pete. Thanks for your suggestion. Let's have a listen to it, shall we? Here they are, The National and Blood Buzz Ohio.
Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car. Take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am. I'm on a blood buzz. To Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The flows are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am on a blood buzz.
Great. The National and Blood Buzz Ohio, a buzz up tune actually mentioning buzzing in the lyrics. Thanks to Peter Reynolds for that.
Sex music.
Well, hello there.
The best of the BBC Music Archive on Six. Playing legendary Peel sessions and some of the world's greatest concerts. Gillian Coe delves into the BBC archives, covering over 40 years of live music. Gillian Coe, Monday night from 10.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Here's Doves with M62 song. Borrowing heavily, of course, from King Crimson, but this is such a beautiful tune. Listen to the harmonies on it. It makes me quite emotional. This next band are what we would describe as lifers. What I mean by that is when I heard the music of Califone, I heard people who couldn't help making music rather than they were doing it to an end or just something they were going to do for a few years. People who are always going to have to do it is what I heard when I heard Califone. This is the Sea and the Cake, who are originally Califone. I don't know, are they members of Califone? I know that they are part of Califone at least. The album's called The Moonlit Butterfly. I mean, they're called The Sea and the Cake. It's almost as bad as calling your band Elbow. It's a really shockingly shit name for a band. But this song's amazing. It's called Up on the North Shore, and I think you're going to love it.
Six Music.
Who let Garvey on the air?
The Bee Belly BC is who?
Guy Garvey.
On Six.
And I left them on the floor, run for dear life through the
Frightened Rabbit, and Things. That was a recommendation from Andy Dunn. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I've got a bit of a cold, which is why I sound a bit raspy, but I'm having fun with it. It sounds somewhere between Rod Stewart and Madge Bishop from Neighbours, doesn't it? I've got a good story about Harold from Neighbours. You'll have to fill in the blank because it involves bad language. A friend of mine went to a neighbour's evening when she was in Australia. This is some years ago now. My friend Tracy went to Australia to find herself, and she was terribly depressed at the time. And when we finally got an email, in fact, it was the first email I ever received. That gives you an indication of how long ago it was. When we finally got an email saying that she was all right, the first photograph attached to the email was her hurtling through the air, strapped to a man with a parachute on, you know, like a tandem jump. And then the other one was with Toadfish, who was a character in Neighbours at the time. I don't know if he still is, because I don't watch it. But, you know, you go to Australia to find yourself, and then you have your picture taken with a cast member from Neighbours. Living the dream, she was. Anyway, so she attended this Neighbours night, where all the cast are there, and you get to ask them questions. And somebody, Harold Bishop was up there. I don't know if you remember him. Is he still in it? Harold Bishop was up on the stage and somebody shouted, "Harold, why are you such a fat bastard?" from the audience. And quick as a flash, he replied, and fill in the blank here, "Because every time I blank your mother, she gave me a biscuit." I thought it was quite witty. And I think I'd pay just to see Harold Bishop swear, actually. Anyway, I digress. We've got a recommendation here from John Tuck. He reckons this tune from LCD Sound System would be the perfect buzz-up tune for Elbow to listen to before they went on stage. I can't help but agree with him, and I proclaim you, John, the winner. This is called All My Friends, and it just so turns out that me and all my friends were listening to it on holiday in Italy for about a week solid. It's a brilliant tune. I came to this band way too late. There's LCD Sound System and All My Friends. Amazing, isn't it? LCD Sound System and All My Friends. Love it. Was discussing it at length with Craig while we were on holiday. Craig is, of course, the keyboard player in Elbow, my very good friend, if not my brother, I would say, and he's also our producer. We were saying that LCD Sound System works because it's all played, it's all performed. There's very little looping going on. So they can have these great big groovy instrumentals that sort of evoke talking heads because it's all performed. I love it. More new music that I'm really digging. This single is out now. This is Wyoke and The Altar. This is fantastic. I particularly love the guitar work.
Combinations that are just perfect. White clouds against an azure blue sky, moonlight on a calm sea, and Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson. When Satchmo and Opie collaborated on an album in 1957, the result was simply gorgeous. The combination of smoky vocals, sharp trumpet, and sparkling piano brought new life to old songs from the clickety-clat scat of Blues in the Night to the thoroughly mischievous Let's Fall in Love. But the beating heart of the album has to be the beautiful and atmospheric You Go to My Head. The pace is set at a slow sway as Peterson lovingly coaxes tinkling waterfalls of notes from the keys against gentle brushes of percussion. Then, with shining clarity, Armstrong's trumpet makes a leisurely entrance before that gravelly vocal takes up the lazy melody a mere 3 minutes into the song. As the title suggests, it's strong stuff, a romantic, tender, heady delight. The perfect song from a perfect pairing of two outstanding musicians. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Of you like a kicker in a juniper too. Oh, the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea. Cast a spell over me. Still I said to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Yes. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. My papa said, though I'm certain that this heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head
Louis Armstrong and Oscar Peterson, and You Go to My Head. Thank you once again to the Beckopedia. The song before Beckopedia there, in case you missed it, was Y-Oak, that's W-Y-E Oak, and The Altar. I love that tune. That's out now as a single.
BBC.
Think you know Don Letts.
I'm Bill Dub and Reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now. Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done. And I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday. Then your Sunday into Monday with Don Letts, Culture Clash Radio. From midnight on 6 Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
Good morning, star sign. The Earth says hello.
This next song was recommended to me by my old friend Tom Sheehy. He's a legendary rock photographer and a man of great broad musical tastes as well. He recommended this song and I've loved it ever since. It's Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man. Rustin Man is one of the ex-members of Talk Talk, which is probably why he thought it would do for me. And of course, Beth Gibbons was a singer with Portishead. It really is gorgeous. Be patient with the introduction to this song. It's worth it.
Thank you.
Just amazing, eh? One of the greatest voices ever. That's Beth Gibbons and Rustin Man. The album's called Out of Season and the song's called Mysteries. Lots of love to Tommy Sheehan if he's tuned in. We're going to have one from Bill Callahan in a minute, which is great. He was playing in Manchester the other night, but I missed it. I was busy having a dinner party. Yes, Badge and I have started having dinner parties. She does love cooking and we do like drinking. So it's a good idea. Here's an email from Stephen Hannon saying, yeah, Tremé was amazing. Definitely my television highlight of the year. And he said the soundtrack's well worth getting. So there you go. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for getting in touch. Alison Jones has been in touch talking of Agnes Obel. She's saying, thanks for playing Riverside on last Sunday's show. I was stunned to hear it because I've just been to one of her first British gigs. I was at the Deaf Institute, Manchester. Surely you must know this comfy joint off Oxford Road. I do. It's an amazing little gig. Soaked up her wondrous music as she was accompanied by a friend on cello. We were able to pick up her Philharmonics album and it's been on CD loop ever since. Fantastic. Yeah, she is great. I might play some more next week. I'm going to play some Agnes Obel next week, if I remember. Some art sent in. Ralph has been in touch and said that they're both Elbow fans, him and his wife, Tracy, and one of her portraits made it into the Six Gallery. Yes, I know the one you mean. A very flattering painting of me. Beautifully done, actually. It's really gorgeous, that, Tracy. They saw us in Atlanta years ago. I remember that gig. I think I was referring to the people of Atlanta as the lost city of Atlantis throughout the show. Hilarious stuff. Diddly diddly do. What's he say else here? Oh yes, here we go. I'm going to put a link to the website where you can see more of Tracy's art. I'm going to pop that portrait on my front page of my website, of the Six Music website today. So go and have a click and have a look at some more of Tracy's art, why don't you? Thanks for being in touch, Ralph. And some more art here. This is from Matt Baxter. He says, I hope this email finds you in fine fettle. I thought you might enjoy this drawing of Elbow I've recently added to my illustration blog. As a man of letters, you may also enjoy the drawings of Top Flight Wordsmith too. Do you know what? I'm actually, because Tracy's portrait's been up there before, I'm going to actually insist that Matt's cartoon of the band is the front page this week, and we'll put Tracy's on next week. There's a less than flattering cartoon of the band will be appearing on my page of the Six Music website soon. God, you could have made me a little thinner just for the sake of flattery, but it is brilliant, Matt. I'll put a link to Matt's page as well on there. I particularly like his portrayal of my drummer Richard. Right, Shannon Wright. First saw her at ATP, All Tomorrow's Party's Minehead, a few years ago when Warren Ellis from the Bad Seeds was curating. I've talked about that ATP quite a few times. Me and the Badger had a wonderful do. Anyway, Shannon Wright played. Half of her set was incredibly melancholy and touching and beautiful, and the other half was balls out rock and roll, and she has a very sexual nature when she's performing. Lots of sticking a tushy in the air while hammering a guitar, and just proper rock and roll, actually. Anyway, here she is. This is Shannon Wright. This is from the album Let In The Light. It's called In The Morning, and I think it's absolutely beautiful.
Your dead sparrow used to sing, and now what once was yours is out of reach.
Hurt them, my cattle. the crops. I thought the crops were lost. I consoled myself with rudimentary thoughts. And I set my watch against the city clock. It was way off. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country, takes the strong, strong, it breaks the strong, strong mind. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country, takes the strong, strong, it breaks the strong, strong mind. But anything less, anything less makes me feel like I'm wasting my time. But the pain and frustration is not mine. It belongs to the cattle through the valley. Knocked out cold for one clack of the train track. Then I rose a colossal hand buried, buried in sand. I rose like a drover, for I am in the end the drover, a drover by trade. When my cattle turns on me, I'm a drover, double fold. My cattle bears it all the way for me and everyone. One, one.
There we go, Bill Callahan and Drover.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds already next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Leonard Cohen's been following me around. Not literally, but his music seems to be everywhere I am at the moment. I first came across Leonard Cohen's music when I was at sixth form college. A guy called Alan Hibbard, who I consider taught me how to write songs in the first place. Alan Hibbard turned me onto his stuff by playing Suzanne, a version of Suzanne on his guitar. Alan's voice isn't his strongest attribute. His love of words and his playing style is. And it was the words of that song that drew me into Leonard Cohen. He played me Leonard Cohen's songs, and then eventually I came across Famous Blue Raincoat. The lyric to look out for in this song is the crushing set of lines where he says, "Thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried." Think about how many conflicting emotions are in that couple of lines there. This is, by the way, the only song that he signs. The last lyric of the song is "Sincerely, L. Cohen." And I noticed in his best of, he doesn't write about the song on the sleeve notes. Every other song on his best of, he wrote a little description of when he wrote it, why he wrote it. Famous Blue Raincoat, he just talks about the raincoat. He doesn't go into his feelings on the matter. It's about betrayal, it's about friendship, it's about love, it's about loss. I think it's his most amazing song. Here it is, Famous Blue Raincoat.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train then. You came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. By with a lock of your hair, she said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, El Cohen.
Leonard Cohen and Famous Blue Raincoat. Core. We're nearly at the end of the programme. Just time for a little Bill Evans. I will forever be in debt to the manager of the Manchester branch of FOP Records, who put a little sticker on the Bill Evans album, Everybody Digs Bill Evans, which I just love as a title. fancy calling your album Everybody Digs Elbow. You know what I mean? Wouldn't get away with it. Anyway, from the album Everybody Digs Bill Evans, this is called Peace Peace. And like I say, FOP Records Manchester, there's a little sticker on it saying, you have to hear this, love the management sort of thing. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's perfect Sunday evening music. Enjoy. Thank you. we go. Bill Evans and Peace Peace there, fading into the background. It's been wonderful to speak to you all again, play your music. Please keep your Song for Guy recommendations coming in, and your emails and your letters. Look after each other. Have a wonderful week. Thanks to Michelle and Peter for putting this show together for me. Thanks, of course, to the Beckopedia for her contributions. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Year.